T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
It was a huge news story yesterday. New York State Attorney General Tish James announced that the Rochester police officers involved in the Daniel Prude case will not face any criminal charges. The Attorney General felt that there was sufficient evidence to present the case to a grand jury, but the grand jury decided not to indict. And there's secrecy around just grand juries in general. This is normal. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of strange. I want to bring this up with Brennan when we talk to him later on this morning. Because really, the Attorney General wasn't able to give a lot of details of what was presented and why they came back with the decision not to indict. That's sealed right now. She made the announcement, by the way, in Rochester. Was at a church here yesterday. However, this is not over. A separate investigation is being handled by an independent law firm that was hired by the Rochester City Council to review how city government handled the Prude investigation. And certainly the response to this, as you can imagine, a lot of very upset people calling for accountability. Mm-hmm. And they're saying that this is another showing of a lack of accountability. Protest did break out again yesterday from all reports. Didn't see any altercations between protesters and RPD officers. It wrapped up around 11:30, 11:45. But I would imagine that that will continue probably through this week, if not longer.
Yeah. And like Corey said, we'll talk to Brendan about that coming up at the end of our show here. But him and Nikki have been talking about it all morning on News 10 NBC. Another news that broke yesterday that I saw all over my Instagram social media feed was Tiger Woods. I just kept seeing pictures of Tiger Woods, and the story to follow was that Tiger Woods suffered serious injuries after crashing his car in a rollover crash, a single vehicle rollover crash Tuesday morning near Los Angeles. So Tiger Woods was conscious when deputies arrived at the scene. The Los Angeles Sheriff's Department actually said that in a news conference yesterday. And here's what we know about the crash. Tiger Woods was driving his 2021 Genesis down a downhill windy road and crossed a median before crashing into a curb and overturning a bush. Neighbors actually ended up calling 911. The crash ended up happening at 7:12 a.m.
It looked like he went down like a hill.
Yeah,
from
so it was like a windy road.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they said that his injuries are not life-threatening, but he was able to communicate and he was conscious when sheriffs arrived, but both of his legs were seriously injured and he was not able to stand on his own.
Well, they needed the jaws of life to get him out.
Mm-hmm. The airbags in the vehicle were deployed and he was wearing his seatbelt, thank goodness, and the sheriff said that the seatbelt likely saved his life.
Yikes, yeah.
Because if he wasn't, it would have gone way worse.
Yeah, if you've seen the photo, it's
the car is just annihilated. So thoughts and prayers for Tiger Woods, but from what I've been seeing and reporting on, the injuries are non-life threatening. It's just his legs are in really bad shape right now.
Yeah, I mean, again, depending on how bad, is this the end of his career when it comes
to
golf?
Well, that's the question. Yeah. It's like, We'll have to see and follow that one closely.
Yep, for sure. All right, moving on to the Team PXY feed. From coast to coast, states were scrambling yesterday to catch up on vaccinations a week after winter storms battered a large part of the U.S. and led to clinic closures, canceled appointments, and shipment backlogs nationwide. But Limited supply of the two approved COVID-19 vaccines hampered the pace of vaccinations even before the extreme weather last week delayed the delivery of about 6 million doses. However, the White House promised yesterday that help is on the way. States can expect about 14.5 million doses of the vaccine this week. That's 70% increase in distribution over the last month. White House coronavirus coordinator Jeff Zients told governors that the number of doses sent directly to pharmacies will increase by about 100,000 this week as well. He stepped up efforts come as the COVID-19 death toll in the U.S. surpassed 500,000, far more than any other country.
Yeah, we don't love that. Speaking of the vaccine, scheduling appointments for the COVID-19 vaccine right here in Rochester starts up this morning. The clinic is officially set to open March 3rd at the old Kodak Hawkeye parking lot on St. Paul Street. But scheduling begins today, Wednesday at 8 a.m., and the site should appear on the state's COVID website. So if you don't know what that is, it's iameligible.covid19vaccine.health.ny.gov. You might want to write that one down because it's a little longer. It's not like the best way to
backslash.
dot, dot, dot. But no, if you are eligible for the vaccine and you're trying to get in, be sure to set your alarm for 8 o'clock because it's like the Hunger Games trying to get
it's tough.
Get in.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And this
tough
is
to
a new site, so okay. Or a new like test or vaccine site. So make sure you.
I'm sure the link won't have any problems.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be fine.
I mean, the state's always great,
especially
with
since
technology.
The you know the website's so accessible.
Yeah.
I am eligible.
All right. Coming up in the TPXY feed next hour, another update when it comes to sports returning. This time, we're talking college. And if you are thinking about selling your home, you're going to make a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah. However, you better have somewhere else picked out to live because you're also going to spend a lot of money getting that new home if you're going to buy something new. So we'll get to that around 7:25. Gotta hop into TPXY True Confessions coming up next, though. You hear people who divorce without having kids say, I mean, probably they all say, thank God we didn't have kids, because it complicates the situation so much more. And we have an example of that from a listener that reached out to us. Gonna throw him on the voice changer. It's partly venting, but I think he could really use some advice this morning. So I'll be leaning on our audience. It's gone through something similar.
Okay.
Which I'm sure plenty of people have, unfortunately. We'll get him on to explain coming up next.